Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's going on? This is Nacho in the Box. Nacho in the Box Sports Show. I know I usually do the real sports, the basketballs, the NBAs, the NFLs, the soccers, even some NHL and even a little MLB. But today we're going to be talking about the fictional sport of wrestling. The WWE and WrestleMania 31 was today. The probably most electrifying jam-packed 4 hours you'll see on TV all year, with all respect to the Super Bowl. This is a global thing. If we're talking about America, obviously, we love our football. But if we're talking about the world, we love our fake wrestling. So this is definitely the biggest event in the sports entertainment world. But, you know, I'm having a little technical difficulties right here loading up my studio. So if anyone's online right now or in right now and in the call box, just give me a minute. I'll get you in here. We'll start going. Like I said, this is WrestleMania 31. It was a great day. It was a great show. I liked it. The thing for me was I was at work for all but the last, and I mean the last, Roman Reigns is the only one I got to see all the way through. The rest were all intermittent through work today. I did get to see it. I did get to see some of the cool things that went on. The entrances from Rusev and John Cena were the two entrances I liked the most. John Cena's entrance, of course, All-American. Definitely put up the right thing. I like John Cena's entrance. But like I said, I'm having some technical difficulties right now. So if you're listening in or if you gave me a call in and you already pushed the one button and I haven't let you in, that's because I'm having some technical difficulties right now. I'm trying to get everything up and loaded. I'll get that up and loaded as soon as possible. But while I got you guys here and while you're listening, while I get this all situated, I'm going to go to my WWE app, $9.99 a month. It's the greatest thing in the world. This event, I believe, was $65, $64.99, and I paid $9.99 for it. So it's pretty legit. This app is one of the best things to come to fruition. But real quick, we're going to run through all the winners of tonight. Like I said, I didn't get to watch most of these fights. So once I get on here and someone who's been watching this, who enjoyed it, or if you didn't like it, you thought it was BS and whatever, and we'll get to the last match here soon enough. I got 2 hours to do this, so we're going to have lots and lots of fun here. But like I said, I'm having some technical difficulties right now, and it's not working out to the best of everything right now. So bear with me, guys, or girls, or anyone who's online. Bear with me just a moment. We're going to have to I'm going to have to figure this out real fast. Just give me a moment. I'm getting into this thing. There we go. I think I'm at it now. I'm sorry if anyone's on here and I'm kind of rambling right now because I'm lost. This is life. The internet seems to be not working for me right now, and it's mostly my internet. There we go. We're on. We're in, we're live, we're good. Nobody's in the call box, so I guess I wasn't really, missing anything. But I am live. And let me get this tweet out here and this Facebook status and stuff like that. I got to spread the word. I just jumped on right now. I'm probably talking to myself. So, you know, if you are listening, thanks for listening. And most likely no one's on right now. I kind of just jumped on. So if you do are listening on blogtalkradio.com, then definitely call in. The call-in number is 347-426-3297. Again, that's 347-426-3297. Again, just give me 1 second here. Go ahead and give me a call, 347-426-3297. Push the one, and we can talk about WrestleMania, what you liked, what you didn't like, the guest appearances you liked. I know NWO along with DX all came out in the Battle of the Old Men in the Triple H Sting match, and I kind of, and like I said, I was in and out. And I'm just going to start with this match because this seems to be the cornerstone match or the big match of the night. I know that the WWE title is on the line, the U.S. title, and the Intercontinental Ladder match. Those are all titles that were on the line. But I think as for face value and for meaningfulness in a fight, the Triple H and the Sting fight, to me, probably meant the most to each fighter, even though there was no belt, personally and morally, whatever you want to put it. You know, once, sorry guys, just trying to get everything locked and loaded here. Anyway, get back to this fight. Get back to this wrestling match here. Sorry, Blog Talk Radio seems to be pissing me off right now. I am not really happy with this product right now. The internet and Blog Talk Radio, I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio or what I think it is, because I'm clicking on other sites and they're going right to them and they're opening up and yada, 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 this and that. And I go to Blog Talk and I have a webpage that has a redirect loop. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. Blog Talk Radio, what the fuck? Get your act together. I can't open my studio right now for some reason. So what I'm trying to do is get my studio open. We'll get some callers in here and we'll talk about this. What I'm going to start talking about, though, we're gonna jump right into this. I know we started the night off with the tag teams. Then we went to the Andre the Giant, and then the main event started. We are going to leave those two matches out of it. I don't really care for those matches. They were in the pre-show for a reason. You've got 4 hours and you couldn't fit those two in. So I think we kind of, you know, get that. I'm just going to restart the computer and so Roman Reigns. Oh, I'm sorry. Roman Reigns, Triple H and Sting. They've been having a heated battle going back and forth for many, many weeks now. Triple H coming out and you know, trying to use the sledgehammer, but to no avail because of the bat. You know, he's looking – Triple H, he's always looking for the future, you know. You know, it's been 14 years since Sting, you know, he made his WWE debut at Survivor Series about 14 years ago. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things where I'm going through the fight. I didn't, like I said, I didn't really get to watch this one. This is one of the ones I wasn't really able to watch the whole thing. I caught the tail end of it, the sledgehammer hit, knocking Sting out, getting the win. All the old guys, literally all the old guys. I did not see, badass Billy Gunn looked the youngest, and he looked damn near 60. Old Triple H, we all know Triple H, you know, he looks good for his age, and no matter what, he's just, you know, a physical specimen. But as it pertains to the other guys that were in the ring, I had no idea what those, I think it was seven men, were doing there. They looked like they hadn't seen a ring in like 15 years. It just, you know, if somebody wants to prove me wrong on that, on how long it's been since all of them have gotten into the ring, it's just, you know, they didn't really do much, you know, and if someone can tell me what happened at the end there, call in. Like I said, I'm trying to get this thing working. I'm getting on the computer here. I'm trying to bring the studio back up. And once I get studio back up, I can let these callers in. I can do all sorts of all sorts of questions and comments and what have you. And things of that nature. So we're just going to go ahead and bear with me, and this is why, you know, you know, live. This is live. You know what I'm saying? It's live for a reason. And, you know, I tried to do this earlier. I wanted to do a 2 p.m. Western show before the WWE got started. Life got in the way. I had to go to work. You know, so I had to wait till now. I waited till the end of the WrestleMania, and now my computer doesn't want to work for me. So I'm just kind of flying. Like I said, I've said it before. I say it again. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I'm learning as I go, and I do what I can. I don't necessarily, you know, like to say anything other than that. So I'm just doing the best I can right now, just hanging there, and we'll get to talking about the WrestleMania and the events and all the things that have gone on throughout the whole 4 hours of the show. But I think we are going to be good here. Just give me a minute, guys and girls and kids and old people and young people and whatever. So just let me get here. I think we're on. There we go. We're on and I'm still alone. So this is pretty much, now that I'm in here, let's get some callers in here. Let's get some people in here. Let's get to talking about this. The biggest event, I would have to say, of the year, including the Super Bowl. Yeah, we could talk about the money it costs to show a commercial in the Super Bowl and this and that. But this gets more views, and you have to pay for this. I'm just saying, you know, this more people watch this, and you have to pay for it. So that's how big this is in WWE. But as we get to going, and I'm going to hop all around. I know that there was an order. I think the Intercontinental Championship match is the first one that was up. So just bear with me here, and we will get into this. Just waiting for this to load real quick. As soon as this loads, we will get up in this conversation. Now, like I said, we're going to go over what happened tonight. And if you didn't like anything, and I'm going to be very, very honest, I liked it. Like I said, I didn't catch every single second of it, but I caught a vast majority of it. And I liked it. I enjoyed the WrestleMania event. It's fun for me. Like I said, I was at work a lot of the time. So it pretty much, I was able to, you know, sneak away and watch it every now and again. So the match that I was starting to talk about was Triple H and Sting. And I wanted to start with that match because this kind of pretty much is, you know, the match of matches. And I know the ending of the WrestleMania, things like that. It's one of the greatest things to come around, in my opinion. I love it. We'll get into cashing in your money in the bank, man. It works. You know, and I thought, And I'll get back to Triple H, but I thought it wasn't going to work, you know. I really thought he was – I mean, we saw the match. If you watch the match with me, we're going to forget all the other matches. I'm going to go – I want to start with the end, and I have to. And I've been – I'm 15 minutes into the show. I've been rambling, talking about messed up internet. Now let's get it going. We're going to start with the first match that I find important, and this is why I find it important. Now, the match starts. Roman Reigns, which is a recap of the match real quick. The match starts, Roman Reigns comes out blazing, hits Brock Lesnar real fast, cuts him out right above his eye, and then the beast is unleashed. Pretty much dominating Roman Reigns throughout the entire match. It somehow gets taken to the outside. If I'm not mistaken, Roman Reigns is on the outside trying to recuperate when Brock Lesnar steps out the ring, tries to ram his head into the goal, to the ring post. We all know how that goes. He gets reversed, and then all hell breaks loose. Brock is bloodied. Roman is beating him up, making him bleed more, hitting him. Gets hit with another F5, and Brock Lesnar seems to be down. Brock Lesnar hits him with a fourth F5 and rolls the wrong way. They're about 10 feet from each other, and Roman Reigns is starting to get up, and Rollins' music hits. We all know what this means. Money in the Bank, going to be cashed, usually is. It's cashed in, turning the one-on-one match into a triple threat match, meaning Brock does not have to get pinned to lose the belt. And I think that's the key to this whole thing. And it is because that fact that I think people are going to come to grips with it more, and people are going to accept Brock losing the championship because he didn't lose it. The domination he displayed through the whole match, and whether or not you want to call it, you know, whatever, the domination he displayed through that whole match, honestly, I thought it was going to be a pure domination, beat up Roman Reigns. Rollins was going to try to do what he did, and to no avail, but it worked. If somebody out there, if you're listening, 347-426-3297 is the number. Call in. If you know how many times Money in the Bank has been cashed in and worked and not worked, I know I can look it up, but I want some callers to help me out here. Call it in and tell me if you know the number of times it's worked, because I think it's an astronomical number. I think it only hasn't worked maybe twice. And so I was expecting it not to work again. I mean, when you cash it in, it's almost inevitable you're going to win. So I was expecting to further prove how dominant Brock Lesnar is. And he would dominate Roman Reigns. Rollins would try to sneak one in, and he would dominate that and walk out still champion. The fact that Seth Rollins is the champion right now, it is amazing to me. I love it. It messes up everything for everyone. We're going to see Brock. I mean, this is what makes it more interesting to me. Because now Brock, we all know he signed the long-term deal. We don't know how long-term it is. We all know he signed a deal. If you know the details of the deal, I haven't been able to look it up. If you know the details of Brock's deal, how long it is, and if they have that information, let me know. But since he's got that deal now, it's definitely going to be one of those things that when you're looking at the future for this WWE and Raw and SmackDown, it's going to be so much fun, because now you've got somebody who's so dominant who's not the champion, who's going to be trying to become the champion. We've got John Cena, who's the United States champion. So where does this all go? Does John Cena put up his U.S. title and say, I will forfeit this title for a title shot? I mean, you know, I don't know if that's ever been done. I don't know if you can do that. This is WWE. You can kind of do whatever you want. But, you know, the things like that. Daniel Bryan's Intercontinental Championship. It's just, is this a triple threat match in the making? You know, I don't know. I mean, we got Seth Rollins. He's a champion. We got John Cena. He's a champion. We got Daniel Bryan. He's a champion. Fatal 4-Way with Brock Lesnar. Now, that sounds nice. But Elimination Chamber with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Now that seems nice. I'm jumping ahead and doing some anger. But it'll definitely be awesome to see with these three champions moving forward what we do, what happens, what the WWE has in store for us, what everyone has in store for us. I'm so excited. I'm definitely so excited. The way it ended, I was on the edge of my seat, jumping up and down. I couldn't really tell you, who was gonna win and anything like that. This match was nice. You know, it was fun. But it's just, there's something about it, you know, and, you know, I like it, don't get me wrong, I've said it already, Rollins champion, I like it, not necessarily for the long term, but for the short term, it's a good thing, but the thing that you have to know is, and This is a personal opinion of mine when it comes to the WWE and the wrestling and this and that. And I, I don't understand how, I mean, I understand, but I don't understand how you're going to show two guys dominate each other. One guy dominate the other, pretty much. And then turn around and have Seth Rollins come out and I don't know, man. I feel really, really, and don't get me wrong. I know I started off so excited about Rollins winning and not excited, but I felt like, you know, it was a. Now, if you listen to me, if you follow me, if you know where I go, I was on Steve Black's show. He did his third annual WrestleMania. And this is what I predicted for this match. And I'm going to lay all my chips out there so everyone can know what I thought was going to happen. I thought this was going to be nowhere near what it turned out to be. I thought this was going to be a hard fought, evenly fought. And I know Brock's talent, way, you know, whatever you want to say about Brock and his actual physical talent compared to fighting in the WWE against Roman Reigns, yes. I thought this was going to be an awesome match. I did not expect Brock to dominate the entire time and pretty much one ring post equalizing it out. And I didn't see that happening. I thought it was going to be a very, very close match with Brock beating out Roman and looking worse for the wear, not looking able to, you know, didn't look like he dominated the match. It just was a great match. And I thought this was going to happen. And I thought that Rollins would try to come out, seeing Brock damage, try to cash it in. Brock would still win, and Brock would walk out the champion. There's no other way you demonstrate how dominating Brock is than have him in a hell of a match. Then you bring Rollins out, and then he beats Rollins up and wins it again. There's no other way to prove how dominant of a champion he is. And to hear Michael Cole, to hear the King sit here and say these things about Brock, And it was inevitable. When they're sitting there and they say, it's going to take Brock handing the title over to lose it. It's going to take Brock not losing it. Like something miraculous happening for Brock to not lose this title. You knew it was going to happen. You knew it. As much as they were boasting how great and dominant he is all the time. That whole match was a freaking love fest for Brock Lesnar. All three announcers were just infatuated with Brock Lesnar. All they were talking about was Brock Lesnar. And I love the fact that Roman Reigns is in there laughing at him and telling him to hit him again and bring it and not going out and not backing down. He did everything I liked. And Roman Reigns is one of my favorites. You know, he took everything. He took all the punishment, all the suplexes and suplex city bitch and all that shit. And he took the F5s. I think it was four or five of them. I want to say he took 10 suplexes, four F5s, two to three vicious slaps in the face that were not fake. And I don't know how you, whatever. You want to talk about wrestling being fake? Fake that. Fake it. Tell me how you fake getting slapped in the face like that. I just want to know how you fake it. I understand you can move your head and absorb some of the punch when you move your head with it. That man was getting slapped in the face very freaking hard. And I know we're talking about slaps in the face when he's getting thrown off the top rope and clothesline from the apron to the floor and things of that nature. But come on, man. Rollins is going to walk out the champion after everything, and the Thunder beat the Suns 109-97, you know, when it rains, it pours. So let's move on. Go to the other match on the docket, and I know I said I was not going to talk about Andre the Giant. I know I said I was going to leave that match out of it, but there's one thing I want to touch on, and it is Damian Sandow. Way to go, buddy.
way to go. That's it. That's all I want to say. Way to go. Rusev versus John Cena. Now, this match was a slobber knocker. You know, John Cena won. That's all there is to it. It was an entertaining match. We saw pretty much entertainment. I enjoyed it. We all kind of knew who the victor was going to be. Just by the way they played out the past few weeks, kind of, if USA didn't win, we'd kind of have to see into Vince McMahon. But, you know, we all love USA. We all love John Cena and everything else. So it was definitely fun. Sorry about that. That was some technical difficulties again. But 347-426-3297. Not just in the Box Sports Show. That's the number. Call it in. Press the 1. Get in here. Tell me your opinions. Tell me what you thought of WrestleMania. Tell me how you feel. Oh, sorry. Tell me what you think about it. What you thought about it. Is there a match you liked? Is there a match you didn't like? Was this underwhelming? Was it overwhelming? Did Levi Stadium, you know, live up to it? If someone can get me the exact number, I'm kind of dyslexic. I don't know if it was 87 or 78. I think it was 78,000 in Levi Stadium. So it's just, how do you feel about this? You know, this show is for you guys. If you guys want to call me, I'm making this show for me to voice my opinion and to hear what you guys want to say. You know, I'm as much an opinionated person, I'm sure, as most of you are. So there's no wrong answer when it comes to this. If you like something, you liked it. If you didn't, you didn't. If you thought it was BS, then it's BS, you know. When it comes to the WWE and their events, they always kind of live up to the hype they present in my eyes. There are obviously the ones that fall off, the minor pay-per-views. When you have to do one every month, it's I'm pretty sure it's hard, you know, to do that a lot. And it's not one every month, but it's, you know, it's a lot. And trying to put together a good show, especially when you're doing two shows a week already, now you have to put everything into one big one and combine it and make it all nice and neat and pretty and presentable and without solving anything, because you have to end, if you end a story, you have to make another one. And so by making pay-per-views, you know, in essence, they're finales in my eyes. They're finales to a lot of storylines. Some storylines continue, obviously. Some get started. I don't think majority of them start in WrestleMania. Most journeys end at WrestleMania, in my opinion. I know some do start. I mean, The Miz's journey started at WrestleMania. So, I mean, he was nowhere. And then he's in WrestleMania. He's winning it. The kid who is, you know, shaking it up with seven guys in the house, getting real, he's now the WWE champion. This guy I saw on MTV, you know, getting drunk and pretending to be a WWE wrestler, is now a superstar. And now he's actually, you know, champion. That's like the only one I can think of starting at WrestleMania. If you guys know of someone starting at WrestleMania, I don't know, but usually it's where things go to die when you talk about careers or things. I mean, people's careers live up, and I don't know, whatever, man. That's just how I feel. But there was lots of matches tonight. Real quick, I know I've kind of jumped around. I haven't really been too much in the right way. Like I said, I didn't really have too much planned for this show. I was trying to do a 2 p.m. show, so I was going to do a lot of predictions. I had my predictions. I had some, you know, some thoughts, and I had a top five of you know, the WWE wrestlers that I grew up enjoying, and then the top five of all time, in my opinion. And I had a whole bunch of stuff going on, but, you know, like I said, work got in the way, and I had to go to work today, so it didn't work out for me. So this is just the recap, the review, you know. Like I said, this is the opinion show. Go ahead and give me a call, 347-426-3297. Press the 1, jump in here, and jump in, and we can talk about WrestleMania, what you liked, what you didn't like, how you felt about it, the matches you enjoyed the most, the matches you got up and didn't care about, you know, the unexpected. I don't know what you wouldn't I mean, it's WrestleMania. You kind of expect the expected, in my opinion. You kind of almost knew Rollins was going to do what he did. I thought they would add a little twist and have him lose, but, you know, that's just me. I just feel that this is cool. Like I said, I haven't been able to watch, you know, at beginning to end every minute of it. So there are some things that I missed and some aspects of matches that I missed. So if there's a person out there that wants me to watch something first, then, you know, this is the match to watch first. And like I said, the only match I watched through and through was the end. I think that was, you know, the best thing for me to do. But, you know, just the way timing went, getting home at the right time and catching it right as it started, loading up the Xbox and turning it on at the right moment, I just seemed fitting to catch Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in that whole entire last match. So that's the one I saw in its entirety. I was definitely thrown back a little by See, the thing that's getting me is that he was so dominant, and it's one ring post. You know what I mean? I think it threw me off because it was one shot to the ring post. And I think and this is probably splitting hairs and being, you know, whatever, but I do think that if the reversal would have went and Roman would have mashed Brock's head in about three times into that ring post, you know, one, two, three, you know, you reverse it, then hit him one, then hit him two, and then hit him three. You know, did I just see this right? I'm watching SportsCenter, and I believe the WWE is on SportsCenter at WrestleMania, made SportsCenter, and this is, oh my God, this is that. That's ridiculous. Oh my God, that's just insane. But yeah, if I'm still in awe. I mean, how are you on SportsCenter? that's just mind-boggling. But the overwhelming I'm I don't know. I think it's throwing me off the way he was dominating him that entire match, to have one ring post throw, one reversal, just that's what did it. That's what not. I would have felt more comfortable if it was three times, and it's just me. I'm moving on from it. I'm pretty sure people are done tired of hearing of it. As we start to talk about the WrestleMania as a whole and all the side acts that came out, the old acts, The Rock, Ronda Rousey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the game's entrance, the game as in Triple H, his entrance with the Terminator worked into it with the Terminators around him and Arnold, you know, pretty much, you know, saying his catchphrase, it's time to play the game, and things like that with Rusev and John Cena's grand entrances. This is something we've come to know and love from WWE. But my question is to my fans, but to the fans of the WWE, to the people that are watching it, what was your favorite entrance? You know, when somebody comes out on Raw or SmackDown, their music initially starts, you know who it is, and you know, you get excited. And the thing is, it felt like everyone watched the Terminator. And, well, I'll go to the Triple H one because this is the one I saw in its entirety. I saw most of the entrances, snippets. But its entirety, I watched Triple H's entrance. And watching Triple H come out, the crowd almost was silent through the beginning because they wanted to see what was going on for the first, like, you know, what was the, you know, what was going on, who was going to come on the screen, and what was he dressed as, what was it going to do, was it going to light up, was it going to shoot stuff, you know, I think that is so cool, and that they do that. I wish they could incorporate that in SmackDown and Raw. I know it takes too much time, but when you got 3 hours on Raw, get rid of some of these piece of crap matches, and entrances. This is what I'm getting to. Entrances. I love entrances. We all love it. I mean, if we could all have an entrance theme when we walk into work, when we get home, when we walk into the room for us fellas, you know, us fellas, Goldberg. I mean, fellas, think about this. Think about this, fellas. You're with your significant other. You know, she's in the room. Your significant other's in the room, and the lights go dark. And then Goldberg's song comes on. And all of a sudden, pyros start shooting up out of the walls. And smoke's coming out. And the door slams open. And you're just sitting in there. You're standing there in the doorway. And, you know, I can't do it that well, but you got the picture. You know, the Goldberg entrances, man. They're the coolest thing in the world, man. Everyone wishes they can do them. Everyone wishes they can have an entrance into everything. And these guys do it on a weekly basis. I just wish that, you know, they actually did more on a weekly basis of Raw and a SmackDown with the entrances. I mean, it's just so mundane, you know, whatever the song entails, the pitch blackness or purple, the colors of purple and green or whatever the superstar's calling card is, you know, it gets mundane. You know, I get it. I love it. I do like the fact that, you know, you hear that glass break and you know what's going to happen and you fucking go ham. You know, if you smell, you know exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, if you smell, you know what that is. But I'm saying you like that. But I wish sometimes, and not every week, sometimes they just, you know, did what they did at pay-per-views for entrances during the week. You know, it just, and I know I'm getting off topic and not talking about matches and what have you and things of that nature, but entrances, man, they're the coolest thing. I mean, this is fictional sports entertainment. It's entertainment, right? You want to entertain us, right? Give me some cool-ass entrances on Monday Night Raw. You know what I'm saying? I mean, could you imagine if Raw kicked off tomorrow and the lights go dark and then the lights come on and it's just fucking like 50 Terminators on stage and Triple H comes out in that suit again? And they just, you know, and Arnold comes on, and, you know, it would be so legit. It would just be so awesome, you know, just to have a little bit of that pay-per-view entrance style and flair in a Raw, you know, in a SmackDown. It's just, you know, I know we get the pyros, I know we get the bang-bangs and things like that, and that's all fine and dandy and cool. And I'm not talking about, you know, Sting's entrance, you know, where it was physical people. There was about 15 physical instrument players and banging drums and all that. Yeah, that's cool. That's definitely pay-per-view. But I'm talking, you want to bring up like a few prop Terminators and Triple H is wearing something for, you know, a main event on a Raw where he's going to face Sting because, you know, whatever. You know, that would be cool to see every now and again, you know, just a dope-ass entrance for John Cena, or a dope-ass entrance for freaking Randy Orton to come out in, who, by the way, is my favorite. And you know, it's just, it's one of the coolest things. The pay-per-view entrances, they just blow me away every year at WrestleMania. The pay-per-view entrances at WrestleMania, the entrances walking in is so cool to me. The extravagant, some of them get, you know, too dry, get drawn out, and it's too long. They're just like, come out already, you know, get to the ring already. But the majority of them, they're really good. They've got a real cool sound aspect, whatever musical aspect that they bring to it. It's always cool. It's always innovative. It's always, you know, striking to me. You know, I always love it. If they've got a band, or they've got, you know, like I said, with the Sting and the drummers and things like that, that was cool. You know, that was legit. And I just, you know, I just bring it to Raw. Bring it to SmackDown once. You don't need to do five guys. One entrance. One match. Two entrances. Make them legit. The main event. Make the main event, you know, whatever. If you got to cut a crappy match out, I'm sure the people aren't going to be mad that they missed, you know, X and Y. You know, I'm sure they're not going to be mad they missed, you know, Zack Swagger and freaking, what's his name? Yo-Yo-Yo. Or not Yo-Yo-Yo. Freaking, whatever his name is, the guy from Jersey or whatever. Fist-pumping douchebag. You know, no one's really going to be mad that you cut a match between them two to get cooler entrances for a main event. I don't think I would be mad. I wouldn't be mad. But, you know, maybe the 15 people that like those two guys would be mad. But I don't know. I'm trying to fill time, obviously. But it's still something I think that would be cool. Moving on to what, you know, some would say was the reason and Seth Rollins, going to Seth Rollins. People say the reason, and I've been hearing this now, let's see here. I'm losing my train of thought here, guys. It's just and girls and kids and adults, whoever's listening. It's, you know, I don't like when they do this when they give Rollins and people were wondering, you know, is this a downgrade for Rollins to fight Randy Orton in one of the first matches of the night? You know, shouldn't he be in the main event? Look what happened. I think when you ask these things, when those questions become asked, why is he fighting at the front of the pay-per-view when he should be in the main event? The guy's got money in the bank briefcase. That should have been a red flag from the get-go. I mean, it should have been, you know, the first thing that popped into your mind, you know. You get out early so you can rest up. You know, people see you. They think you're done. They're not. And it adds a little bit of, like, okay, he already fought. You know, he's probably not going to want to, you know, fight again regardless of how tired they are or whatever. But come on now. Dude fought like 3 hours ago. So it's like, you know, it wasn't like an hour ago. It wasn't the beginning of Raw, you know what I'm saying? Or it wasn't halfway through Raw and then cashing it in at the end. It was like the beginning of the event and you came in at the very end of it. So you kind of have to put that into perspective when you're thinking about if a guy should be into the main event at WrestleMania. If he's got the money in the bank briefcase, you know, and he's not a, you know, The Miz, and he is Rollins, who is legit, who is awesome in the ring to watch, who knows what he's doing. He's got some mic presence. He's got all this working for him, you know. And I should have saw that from the get go. I kind of thought, you know, he would cash it in no matter what. Like I said, I was expecting Brock to dominate both instances. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, and walking out still the champion, proving how much more dominant he is than everyone else. But when he ran out, I felt like he might have came early. By the way, Brock looked, he was probably going to win that match, which is scary to say, as much, you know, as groggy as he looked. He was probably going to win that match without Seth Rollins coming to his aid. Roman was putting it on him there after dazing and confusing him. But I just really thought, you know, Brock was still going to win, and Roman would come out after the fact, cash it in. Or not Roman, Rollins would come out after the fact, cash in the Money in the Bank, and then lose like that. But everyone's got, you know, their own opinions. That's what I thought was going to happen. It totally went the opposite way. It turned into a triple threat match, which was cool. I don't know if that's ever been done before. I didn't hear the announcer say anything about it. I'm a pretty big stat guy. I think it's cool when we go into things with WWE too. It doesn't really matter. I think we should, if somebody knows how many times it's been cashed in and turned the match into a triple threat match instead of, you know, I want to know, has anyone done it in the middle of a match? I don't think anyone's ever done that. I think everyone's kind of waited until after the match was over, and then you cashed in when someone was beat up. I don't think anyone's ever cashed it in the middle of a match. If I'm wrong, I hope someone could call in 347-426-3297. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure no one's ever cashed in the Money in the Bank in the middle of a match. I believe everyone's waited till either after, or John Cena, you know, he told his opponent he was going to cash it in at WrestleMania, yada, yada, yada. You know, there was no sneaking up with John. But anyways, when we talk about the Money in the Bank and what it brings and how you're pretty much in the spotlight and the success rate of that briefcase, you're pretty much destined to win the title. You know, you're pretty much destined to pay the. Okay, breaking news! Breaking news, everyone. This is actually the Mega Fight update. This is about an hour ago. Mayweather Pacquiao, $99.99 for HD. Who's paying it? $100. You know what? You know what, guys? I know this is WrestleMania. I know we were getting into some WrestleMania talk. But let's get into some boxing talk, you know? Mayweather Pacquiao is $99, $100. Let's switch it up, you know. Let's switch it up. Let me go ahead and switch it up over here to this then, and we'll start. You know, WWE is awesome. We love it. It's worldwide. You know, if you called in and you were listening. You didn't call in, but if you're listening to the WrestleMania, you're probably going to have to call in another time. I am going to switch it. We're going to switch gears. We're gonna switch gears and talk about this. Does this make it? I know it's official, but does this make the pay-per-view buys? I mean, what were we paying for the last fight? $70? $60? $60, $70? Is it worth it? I mean, does this mean that the pay-per-view buys do not exceed 2.4 million because it's $100 and everyone's going to say, well, let's just group together, and instead of, okay, let's say 15 people get together. That's 15 buys off top. If it's, well, off top, let's just say 15 people are going to buy it right now. When it was, whatever the last fight was, $69.99 or whatever. And now you bump it up $25 to $30 more dollars. So you essentially are going to take those 15 buys and turn them into maybe 8, because they're all going to want to join up. Two people, you know what I'm saying? So I think this does hurt the pay per view buys. You know, Will this break the record? That's the question. Do you think that with it being $100, do you know? I believe it's 2.4. De La Hoya and Mayweather. Will this succeed? That, I know this is the mega fight. I know everyone's saying they want to see it. I mean, with the innovations of streaming. Like I said, people getting together. I just don't know. You know, I don't know if this is going to be, you know, the, I think this hurts the buys. I really do. I mean, this is $100. This is not cheap. And I get it. I get it. This is the biggest fight. Casuals are going to want to see this fight. You know, the average Joe on the street wants to see this fight. But unless the average Joe knows me or knows my good buddy, you know, host of 92.3 The Box, Michael Campbell. If he knows Mike Campbell, if they know him or me, they're going to watch the fight and not pretty much have to pay $100. But, you know, if you don't know them, you're going to go to Hooters. You're going to go somewhere else. So I think this is going to hurt the pay-per-view buys in the aspect of breaking records. I don't think May was going to break the De La Hoya one. I do think if he made this fight, and this is just me being me, I think if he made this fight, honest to God truth, if he made this fight $79.99, he'd break 3 million buys. I don't think it's going to break 2 million buys. And it's not that I don't think people are going to want to watch it. I think people have gotten savvy to, let's just throw a party and invite everyone. You can freaking, you know, rent a big screen for a weekend in any instance. I mean, it's been done before. We all know people in the streets. We all know the Rent-A-Centers and the Aarons of the world. You can go get a TV for a weekend if you need it. I mean, it's not a big secret. People do it all the time. So you can throw a party, rent a TV for the weekend, fucking, you know, do whatever you got to do. And you know, it's hard. Sorry, it's hard. It's hard to sit here and it's hard to say. It's hard to say they're gonna break 1.5 million buys. I honestly can't. You know. I honestly can't, you know. You know what? I'm gonna get a hold of Mike here, this is boggling my mind. You know, this is really boggling my mind. you know, I got to ask him a question. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Mike right now. I'm going to try to get a hold of Mike. And I got to ask him because he's you know, he's the resident. He's a little bit more inept in the buys department and that department of the money-making scheme. He knows more of the behind the scenes and who would buy and why they buy and that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm gonna try and I'm gonna try and contact him right now. You know, I really don't know. I think, like I said, I just don't think it's going to break that many buys. Now, people, I hear the rumblings, and the rumblings I do hear, I hear that because I hear it. When the rumblings I hear is that, you know, for the past 4 years, the paper, well, that's not rumblings, that's truth. So the numbers have tailed off, excluding the Canelo fight. His numbers aren't really that tremendous, you know. He's obviously making money, but they're not breaking records on the pay-per-view buys or anything like that, you know. So that may be, you know, what people are saying is, the fans saying we're not paying for another fight until you two fight. But see, my thing is these fans, and I'm not calling them casuals or diehards, but the fans that were streaming and not paying, you think that now they're going to pay $100 when they've been streaming this entire time? That's where I'm trying to see. I mean, that's the question, you know. That's the real question. Is it going to get the streamers to stop? You know, are you going to... Sorry, guys. Are you going to, you know, if you stream the fights now, why would you pay $100 for this fight? Now, and don't get me wrong, I'm just playing devil's advocate here because we all know I'm going to pay $100 for this fight. We all know, you know, people like my host, the host of the show that I was on before this one, 92.3 The Box. We all know people like us, we're going to pay that $100. But I stream. I'm not going to lie to you. I stream fights. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know, people don't have $60, $70, $80 lying around for a weekend. And then I'm not, you know, poor by any means, and I'm not rich by any means, and, you know, whatever, what have you. But people don't have this type of money just lying around. And now it comes out, now it's $100. I think they're doing it a full month in advance, obviously, for that reason. You know, you want people to save up. But I want to know, and I got into contact with Mike. Hopefully he gets in here. Hopefully he calls, presses one, gets up in here. And I really hope he can get in here because I got to ask him. You know, I really want to know, you know, with this, the number set, $99.99. That's $100. If you're for the past 3 years a streamer, and I got Mike in here, I'm going to bring him on in just 1 second. Mike, I see you. If you're a streamer, why would you stop streaming and pay $30 more than you would have regularly paid when you were streaming? And don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm playing devil's advocate here. We all know I'm going to pay the $100. We all know people like me and Mike are going to pay that $100. But I'm going to bring him in. I'll thank him for calling in. Mike, you're on the air. Nacho in the Box Sports Show. I just, you know, We went over WrestleMania the first hour. We got the news. I read your Facebook post that you put up to them. $100, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. The question is, does it break $2.4 million being $100?
Yeah, I mean, fuck, you know, the amount of pay-per-views that he did with Canelo, which was 2.4, even though they made more money just because pay-per-views were, the price was higher than, you know, the De La Hoya fight.
De La Hoya.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, the De La Hoya fight compared to the Alvarez fight was only about 40,000 pay-per-view buys. So this fight right here is – there's so much drama in this fight, and it exceeds just your regular boxing enthusiast. I mean, this is definitely the fight for the casual fan, as we talked about last week. You know, even the guy that got on the phone said, you know, he is the casual fan, and this fight is for him. And so I'm expecting this to maybe top in the 2.8, close to 3 million. Yeah, I think it might do 3 million pay-per-view buys, you know, because they got all the stuff figured out for the international. You know, I was reading, you know, they're expected to do pay-per-view over in England for $20. They're going to do, they got, you know, TV rights to Mexico and all that and all over the world. So they're expected to, just overseas money, they're expected to do about a good 15 million in pay-per-view buys internationally. They're expected to do about 10 to 15 million in sponsorships. And they're expecting to do close to 75 million for ticket sales. So,
So the question I have for you,
I pay $100 for this fight.
And I know you would, and I would too. And that's not that. We're the ones that I'm not worried about. This is what I'm worried about, and what I think is going to happen. You've been streaming, not you, but if you have been streaming $69 fights, why would you just all of a sudden pay $100 for this one if you can stream it? That's my question. And then the follow up question is, do you think? And we've all been on these streaming sites. We've all streamed them before. They get shut down. And if you've ever tried to stream a WWE event, it gets shut down really, really fast. So being as mega fight as this is, are they going to have the wherewithal to get the nerds in there and shut down these streamers so you have to buy it?
No, I don't think it's going to come to that extent. Because at the end of the day, the Mayweather-Pacquiao name sells itself. Just the fight in general sells itself. So, you know, obviously you can tell they're not doing a lot of promotion for this fight, which is crazy. They're not doing any kind of promotional. They're not traveling. They're not going on tour. I mean, they know for a fact that this fight is going to sell itself. So, I mean, just by the internet buzz, you know, I mean – We were joking about it that as soon as the fight was made, we were saying, like, even the casual fan base is talking about this at work. So I think they buy it. I would buy it. And this is – when you stream a fight, I mean, you can't stream the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight because you're right. If it starts cutting in and out, it's not going to be in high definition. Okay, you might miss things. It might not happen, or you know that you might not be able to see. You want to be able to watch this fight entirely on a good TV with a stable connection, so you can have something to talk about at work on Monday, and you can say, "Yeah, I saw everything on that fight. I saw angles from here and here and here." And you know, you're going to piss yourself. If the 10th round comes in and Pacquiao goes for a flurry and then all of a sudden your computer freezes in, next thing you know, you look on Twitter and you just missed one hell of an ending. So,
right.
You got to buy this fight. You have to, or get five friends and pitch in $20, order a pizza, buy the fight. But yeah, I'm expecting 3 million views, man, or pay-per-view buys. at $100 a piece, man, that's $300 million. And you know what I mean? I mean, Mayweather and Pacquiao doing a 60-40, and I think, you know, Mayweather's getting 150, and I think Pacquiao's getting 100. That's $250 million. So, you know, you still got $50 million you can make off of it, and then some. So it's gonna be insane, man. But yeah, don't stream it. You'd be a fucking idiot to stream this shit. Like, if you don't have HBO, you know what I'm saying? Go, all right, I get it. Stream the fight. You know, fucking Timothy Bradley's fighting someone. Go stream the fight. But this is Mayweather Pacquiao. You have to buy this fight. You have to buy it just for boxing. Because
and I'm glad, man. And I'm with you 100%. I'm not even – and like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I am in that lower echelon. I work a 9-to-5. I'm check to check. I'm struggling. But I'm going to pay this $100, goddammit, and I'm going to see this fight in HD clarity, and I'm going to watch every second of it. But I know people that are going to try to stream this fight, and it's just
right.
I don't know why. You know, it's just that big of a fight. It's that big of an event. It's bigger than anything this side of 2000. You know what I mean? It's just – it's the biggest thing since the biggest thing. So it's just, I don't understand why, you know, you wear what, a month and 3 days from the fight, put $3 a day for 1 month, you know, put every time you got money, put $3 in a jar every day until that fight comes. You're going to have $100 in your fucking jar, and then you're going to love it that you get to watch this great ass fight. It's just amazing. I mean, I don't know, man.
Go to Hooters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, that's the other question. That's the other question. And then that's the other thing that might hurt the buy. Hooters. And like you said, get 5 friends, $20. Okay, what about 25 friends and $2? You know,
right.
What about inviting everyone over because no one wants to pay $100? So instead of, you know, let's say 5 pay-per-view buys for, you know, 25 people. Now, those 25 people, instead of buying it 5 times, only buy it once and I'll go to one place. Is that going to hurt it?
Right.
You know, is that going to hurt buys?
No, no, because I think this, because, you know, usually if there's a Mayweather fight on, there's still a lot of people that have watched all of his fights. And he lost fan base because they're like, it's the same thing. Like, we know he's going to win. Why am I going to watch this? So this is such an up in air fight. It makes you need to stay home. It makes you want to be glued to the TV to find out who fucking wins because you want to see history in the making. This is history that's going to be made May 2nd, MGM Grand, on pay-per-view.
Okay.
if people are going to buy it. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go to Hooters and you spend $10, they'll probably even charge more just because bars pay thousands of dollars actually to show a fight. It won't be $100 to them. It's going to be thousands.
No,
because
they've got 20 boxes and all the different TVs,
and
they've got to buy it on every box. And
you know, it's a business account, so they're going to charge you a business fee and so on and so forth. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I get it if you don't want to buy it. But you'd be a fool, you know, because you best believe that people are going to talk about how great this fight was, and you're really not going to know what the hell's going on, so you're going to need to buy that fucking fight. So it's going to be a fight to watch, man.
It is, and it definitely is. And I had a train of thought I was going into, and I kind of messed it up. But I think I wanted to hammer in this point, you know, like you said, this is something you're going to want to watch if you're streaming it online. And like you said, and it could go both ways, you know, Mayweather out of nowhere just starts throwing a flurry and he's connecting and Pacquiao's, you know, wobbly and internet connection messes up the stream and you got to restart it and you come back and, you know, Mayweather's got his hand in the air and Pacquiao's on the ground. You don't know what happened. You got to catch replays and, it's just you're gonna want to pay this $100. You're gonna want to, you know, you're gonna want to. It's just gonna be. But the follow up that I had to this is, it's $100. Now, we're not paying $100 to turn on the TV and then watch Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather walk out and fight for an hour and then go back. I'm not paying, you know, over $100 for 60 minutes, you know, 70 minutes. The undercard,
right.
Is it going to matter? Is the undercard matter? I mean, does it matter? I mean, like, really, we're paying $100 and we're, I mean, is this one fight really just worth that $100? And whatever the undercard is, it doesn't matter.
You know, me and you have watched a lot of boxing together.
Yeah.
And I wish, and I know when you think about it, I wish Top Rank was doing the complete undercard because they put together Fight of the Year fights every single year. And even though people shit on them, I don't understand it because they're putting together, you know, action-packed good matchups. And so I think I mean, I know there's going to be no big names on the undercard. I mean, the casual fan base is not going to know. But then this is an opportunity for the promoter to put one of their up-and-comer guys a chance to get on the big screen so then the casual fan base can know. So we'll have to see, man, May 2nd. I don't even think the undercard is really set in stone yet. So I don't even understand really what the hell is going on. I know Lomachenko is fighting, but other than that, like, the undercard.
Do you think Baby Bro is going to be there? You think Baby Bro is going to be fighting too?
No. Are you talking about Adrian?
Yeah, we're talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Adrian Broner will not be fighting on that card, and I'm predicting that Adrian Broner has been getting really crazy calling out people left and right, and he's been calling out Amir Khan for a June fight on NBC, and since both guys are signed to Al Haymon, I think that's the fight that's going to be made. So, no, I
don't think okay, no, no, okay, okay. So, who would you see? And you know, this is really like, you know, shot in the dark here. But Lomachenko's, you know, the casual is probably not going to know him as well. But
fuck no, he's only got like two professional fights. Right?
I mean, if you watch anything, you know, I get what you're saying, but if you're gonna pick someone to be on this undercard, are you gonna want? I mean, obviously Manny and May make it, so you don't need anyone's appeal. But right. To soften the blow of paying $100, why not load this undercard with fucking great fights? Why not? What would be the big or the downside for Al Haymon or Bob Arum or whoever is in charge of making this? Or you know more of the details than I do of who's in charge of the undercards. What is the downside to making this undercard a beast?
I have to. I'm going to answer this question, and then I got to get off the phone because I'm about to head out. But the main thing is that all these big guys want money, and there's not enough money.
I got it, baby.
What?
Yeah.
There it is. You know, it's all about the money. It always comes down to the money. $100, you heard it here first. He's going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. I got 45 minutes. He's got to get out of here. I'll get your plug and close out, man. And whenever you want to come back in here and talk this great fight, you know I'm always open.
Yeah, man. You guys can follow me, 92.3 The Box, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow my website, 92.3TheBox.com. And, yeah. Enjoy the show, man. I'll hit you up.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks, Mike. You're awesome. And I have to say the coolest thing about this is we know what it is now. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole month to plan. You got $100 in your pocket right now. I'm over here, you know, burping and belching and shit. Sorry, guys. You know, go put that $100 you got in your pocket. Put it in a savings account. You know, when people ask you, you know, why you got $100 in your savings account and, you know, they want to go out for drinks and you can't go out for drinks, you just tell them, like, you see the way where my checking account works is. I got a checking and a savings. And now my savings is a Mayweather Pacquiao. So now I got a checking and a Mayweather Pacquiao. That's all I got. There's no savings anymore. It's checking, Mayweather Pacquiao. That's all we have. So put your $100 in your Mayweather Pacquiao account. Set it to the side. You know, do what you got to do. Call up your friends. Order some pizza, like Mike said. Make it a night. Do what you have to do to get this fight. You know, this fight is so big. I started this first hour rambling on about WrestleMania, and now here we are talking about the mega fight. That's just how big this fight is, man. You got $100 right now. Put it away. Put it on. Put it down. Go ahead and put it to the side. Let it marinate. And you about to watch one of the greatest fights of your life. And the one thing that really irks me right now, and we're gonna move a little bit to the in the ring, and I know I'm gonna try to do a 3-part series in May for this. I don't know how we're gonna work that out yet. I'm in talks with someone about that. We might see what's going on there. But for you to be in Floyd's fandom or in Manny's fandom, and to think that either one of these boxers is going to walk in there and dismantle, embarrass, dominate, any other word you want to put to that, the other opponent, you're sadly and sorely mistaken. These two have been 1-1 pound for pound fighters. Both of these guys have been pound for pound fighters. The number one for a reason. Fuck what you heard. 4 years too late. Fuck all that. This shit is real. These two men, you know, even now are at their best. And to say, to disrespect Manny Pacquiao and to disrespect Floyd Mayweather, to say that either one of these guys is going to walk in here and dominate the other is outright ignorant. It is, because it's not going to happen. Neither one is going to go in there and dominate the other. This is going to be a hell of a fight. We're going to watch one of the most defensive, one of the best defensive boxers, if not the best, in history, fight one of the best, wow, crazy punchers, knock you out and with accuracy and get out the way and do attacking that we've seen in a long time. One of the best. And he's definitely the best right now, in my opinion. And it just, this is going to be a great fight, man. And it, both guys, you know, we'll get into more of the in-ring aspects of both fighters and how much later on. But just realize, man, you are going to be in for a show. You know, whether this ends in a knockout, a TKO, a total knockout, a KO, a decision, every second of every minute of every round is going to be amazing. So, when we talk about if you think that, you know, the domination of another boxer in this fight is going to happen, I have to say no, man. It's just the possibility for that just doesn't seem correct. It doesn't seem right. I don't understand how you could think that. I mean, I understand there's a zero at the end of Floyd Mayweather's name. I understand Manny can knock people out. He's still got power, and he's knocking people down and things like that. But to say that either one is going to dominate this fight, I don't think is the right thing to say. But I could be wrong. Usually I'm not. just but you know, it takes a village. I don't know. I mean, I'm running out of things to say, man. We're probably going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here. This has been awesome. I tried to fill it up. We couldn't really do it. Like I said, it's kind of flying by the seat of my pants today. We're just doing it well. I will be doing another show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Western Pacific or Pacific time. Sorry. I don't know. We're on the West Coast, man. I got West Coast time. So it's 11 a.m. over here. It'll be 2. Sorry. It'll be 2 p.m. on the East Coast. Figure it out. I'll put the link on my Nacho in the Box Twitter handle page. 11 a.m., we're going to talk about the Final Four matchups, NCAA, the things that went on this weekend and the real sports, catch up on some NFL items, and then just see what any topics that anyone wants to bring into the show. Thank you for listening. I know it says WrestleMania 31 recap and review. We did that for the first hour. I tried to, at least. It was more me rambling and talking and just talking about what I did see. Great call from Mike. Really love his insight. I love what he brings to this. Awesome. Like, I can't wait to have him call back again. You know, do some more boxing shows and definitely talk about this fight and other great fights. You heard him mention the possibility of a Broner Khan fight in June, and all the other possibilities we know with all these big names, with the Cotto's, the Triple G's, the Wards, anything and anything right now, anything and everything is a possibility in this sport right now, and it's great, especially with what Al Haymon is doing with. I almost called him Paul Heyman. Al Haymon, what he's doing with Pro Boxing Championship and Spike and NBC and getting this sport out there again, it's going to be awesome. So be on the lookout for boxing this year. You're gonna want to watch it. You're going to see some great fights this year. I know it. At Nacho in the Box, Nacho in the Box Sports Show, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/nachointhebox, NachoInTheBox. You know, this is what I do. I love it. Talk sports. Talk some fictional sports every now and again. Probably do this again next year. I definitely will have the day off, that's for sure. Follow up on some more pay-per-views, maybe out through the rest of the year. Some WWE, if there's some big events, you know, something like that. If I feel froggy. So keep an eye out for that if you're a WWE fanatic. Also, like I said, working on something. I think we got it hashed out. We will definitely get everything finalized and get everything done for y'all. Let y'all know what I got in store. If y'all listening live, if y'all listening to the podcast, thank you. I do this for y'all. I couldn't do it without y'all. Y'all are the best. Keep the good work up. Do what you do. Listening to me. And like I said, 347-426-3297. Don't be afraid to hit the one. Jump in the box. You know what I'm saying? Jump in the box with me so we can be outside the box. Just hit me up. We can do this. Talk about any sports you want. If you got a question, you got something bothering you in the sports world, you know, you really ticked off that Greg Hardy has a job. You're really mad that Ray McDonald has a job. You know, anything and everything. The Kevin Durant having a bone graft surgery. You know, anything and everything. Alex Rodriguez and baseball. Like I said, I don't know too much, but if you want to bring it up, you want to voice your opinion, bring it to the Nacho in the Box. We'll voice your opinion. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for listening to the podcast, Nacho in the Box. I'm going to shove it down your throat until you follow me. And y'all have a good night. Be safe. Do what you got to do. And we out.